Christmas treated me well this year.
How long can you guys enjoy that game?
Not very long. We watched the film today, and went over our mistakes and what we did well and what we didn't do so well, and we got to move forward. We got the biggest game of our season coming up this Sunday night, and we have to be prepared.
What was the reaction when they showed your 99-yard?
It was pretty crazy, man. I watched it a few times because I still don't even know how I did that, and it's just an amazing feeling, man, just to have, not only just to score a 99-yarder, but to help my team get some momentum in our favor throughout that game, because we had been struggling a little bit in those first couple of series. So just to be the guy to do it and kind of change the momentum of the game was awesome.
Has it set in how far you've come with your whole life?
Not yet, man. Not yet. It's still pretty surreal. I kind of wake up every day and just pinch myself and kind of just think about how far I've come and all the stuff I've done, and not even have to, I didn't anticipate having this kind of season. I just wanted to come in and hopefully do some good things, some things well, and find my place. And now to, have a place in history, it's just been crazy.
Considering this is such a big game, to have it at home, this team has not played great at home. What do you think it means, and do you think it'll be an advantage?
It's always an advantage playing here with our fans, and their natural hate for the Cowboys is always good, and the fans will be on our side, and it's good to be home, and it's good to, we're familiar with this place, and we're familiar with them, and it's going to be a good game, man. They're not going to go out without a fight, we know that, and we have to come in be on our A game.
Has not playing as well as you wanted to at home been a frustration for this team, do you think?
A little bit. We let a few slip away early on at home, and certain times we didn't come to play. Washington, for example, we just didn't show up for that game as a whole. And it's a little frustrating, but, there's a point of no return now. We have to come out well, and we have to come out ready to play. This is, basically fighting for our playoff lives, and this last game is going to determine that.
Victor, what do you take from the game in Dallas where they had the best of the play for a lot of it, and it took a dramatic uphill climb for you guys to win?
Yeah, early on we weren't playing so well, and although we were moving the ball offensively, we just, we were kind of going back and forth, and they were kind of getting the better of us throughout the course of that game. And for us to show our resiliency and come back in that game was amazing, and we have to understand we have to start off better. This time around, because we can't let them start off good and get some points on the board early, and we have to come out, the aggressors, and come out and get some points on the board early and get them with their backs against the wall.
You said that you guys didn't show up to play against the Redskins, but you're still fighting for your playoff lives for that. Can you see any way that you guys don't show up next Sunday?
Nah, I don't see no way possible that we don't show up for this game on Sunday, because it's like, if you have nothing else to play up for this game, you got to come to play, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, how far we've come, having a four-game skid, losing a few and stuff like that, and still have a chance to win a division is just an amazing opportunity, and we have to really seize it.
Yeah. You had the Redskins game, the Seahawks game, the Eagles game. All those were kind of stinkers at home. Mm-hmm. You guys ever thought of a reason why that happens?
Not exactly. I really don't know. It's kind of one of those things where, you have a good week of practice, you're doing all the things well, you're understanding your opponent, and then you just come out and just all those things just don't go well. I don't know how, I don't really have an answer for it. It's just one of those weird things that kind of happen throughout the course of the season.
Is it something you can feel, Victor?
Definitely on game day, you can feel it. But throughout the week, it's like, when we were losing those games, it's like you kind of don't know where it's coming from, because you feel like you had a good week, you put some good things together, everybody's on the same page. So I guess on game day, it's just, I don't know, one of those things that just kind of happened, and it's kind of weird because that kind of feeling just takes over the team for that specific game. But, coming up this weekend, man, there's no excuses. We have to come out and play good football, come out aggressively from the very first snap all the way to the last one, and we got to be ready to play.
Victor, is it good that in a game for all the marbles, that the playoffs are on the line, you're playing a team in your division that you've played before just a few weeks ago, or is that not a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. We're familiar with them. We know their tendencies, and we know what they like to do and what they don't like to do. We know where their weaknesses are, and it's going to be a challenge, because we know they're going to come in and try to do some things differently than they did in the first game, defensively at least, and it's going to be a challenge for us. But we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared for everything they throw at us, and hopefully we can put our complete game together, offense, defense, and special teams, and come out victorious.
How banged up is Coach, and what was he like in the meeting today?
I think he was pretty good. He was his normal self in the meeting. I remember after the game, right after Ahmad had scored that last touchdown, I went up to him and I shook his hand. I said, "Coach, how you feeling?" He said, "Never better." And I was like, "Yeah, our coach is fine." So I think he's doing well.
Is he limping or anything? Or
I didn't see a limp. I think he came in for treatment this morning, and he got himself taken care of. So I think he's good.